The four outdoorsmen are back in the studio. Stu Man here. Boomer's right next to me. Mark Lukey, our producer, is here. Mark's son, Nick, is our fourth outdoorsman tonight.
Should we call Nick Wayne Gretzky? Does he get that status yet?
He's a hockey player.
He was Patrick Waugh today. He got to play goalie for Little, and I saw him make a stone-cold stop on a breakaway.
Yeah, but I'm telling you what. I heard that Nick is the only kid on the ice who wears double blades on his skates.
Oh, no.
He's a rock.
Hey, he's a rock star. Nick, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen. Everybody, thanks for being here. If you're listeners regularly, thanks for listening. If you're just brand new, hey, let's have some fun. Boomer, what do you got, pal?
Yeah, happy Sunday evening to the land of soon-to-be-frozen 10,000 lakes, because driving back from deer hunting with Self and Nicole, it was a lot of lakes out there, boys, that are freezing up. And this is
back this last day or two, though, didn't we, with the rain and stuff?
Well, I tell you what, there was still a lot of frozen sloughs and frozen bays of the lakes up in northern Minnesota.
Speaking of frozen lakes and frozen rivers and whatnot, did you read the St. Paul article? The article in the St. Paul Pioneer Press yesterday, maybe the day before, about the guy who's bought a sailboat on the St. Croix River. It's about a 25-foot or whatever it is, but he didn't get a trailer for it, so he's been mooring his boat about 50 feet, 75 feet off the shoreline someplace in Stillwater area, and it is now frozen in the middle of the St. Croix River, and he can't get it out. And I don't know what he's going to do. What do you do? It's going to be in pieces in the spring, right? It's a fiberglass boat. Is it going to last?
Can't you get those things that blow bubbles and like keep it from freezing around?
I don't know. I have no idea. But he was out there. Look in the paper. It's an interesting story. I feel bad for the guy. He's looking for advice. He was out there with a chisel trying to chisel around the boat and all that. He's screwed, I think.
Well, I have a funny story just because that has something to do with ice. And I know the Blaine Hardwater Expo just finished. Ice fishing is right around the corner. I got one of our great sponsor shirts on, Clam Outdoors. And a few years ago, you guys remember Todd Johnson at Wing and Fin, right?
Sure.
We've gone out there, had some fun.
I like Todd.
And I was with my friend Casey, who I've done some pheasant hunting promotions with out in Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Yeah.
And I said, after the St. Cloud Sports Show, this was years ago in the Here's My Gear days, I said, let's run out to Traverse and Big Stone, because Big Stone in the last probably 5-8-ish years has really been known for their perch bite. And I had a couple spots that worked out really well. So at the time, Casey and I ran out there from Todd's place, realized that I had forgot the Vexlars. So I called Todd, and we tried fishing without a Vexlar. When you're used to fishing with a Vexlar and you don't have one, it's almost impossible, right?
It's got to be. I tell you what, I can't picture, after being with you guys for 5 years now and seeing all the electronics, Vexlar and whatnot, I can't picture ever cutting a hole in the ice and dropping a line down there and wondering what the hell is down there. That is, I'm with you, pal. It had to drive you nuts.
You know, so then we get back to shore, and we get the Vexlars from Todd, and then we run back, and of course you have the spots waypointed on the Navionics on your phone, and there is me in the drift. And Casey's behind me, and I call Casey on this. I said, Casey, I'm going to go for it. He goes, don't do it. I said, I'm going to go for it. I go for it.
And
the truck is stuck. I mean, it is stuck beyond belief. And we forgot the tow rope, right? Well, now Todd's not answering the phone. So at that point, I'm shoveling. It is not working. And Casey's behind me in his truck. So I pick up the phone. And he's like, well, see if someone could come out with a tow rope or like a tow truck. So we did get a hold of someone in Big Stone. Now, because of insurance reasons, not a lot of tow companies are going to go out on the ice.
Yeah.
But we did find one on this Sunday morning. Guess how much he wanted?
$200.
$1,700.
Now, speaking
to tow me, not tow me off the ice, just to get me out of the drift.
You're talking about the insurance thing. A good friend of ours, Ron Cunningham, has been on the show a couple of times before. He had a car that the battery died, or there's some wiring issues in his garage, and called AAA. AAA would not move his vehicle out of his garage into his driveway because of liability reasons.
Weird.
Wow.
Isn't
that
crazy? They would not do it.
So we ran into town.
You did not pay
$1,700. No. We ran into town, found a
bar.
Some No, no. That would have been great, right? But we found some auto body store or something, and they had like a tow rope that could pull a semi. And we bought that, and I still have that blue rope today. You guys might see it in the back of the truck because I never forget that ice fishing anymore. And we gave, I mean, it took a good 30 minutes of just popping that truck and hitting four-wheel drive, and we finally got out of that. But you just reminded me of that because I can't say anything about that guy and his 25-foot sailboat or whatever.
He's screwed.
I was stuck, and it was almost $1,700. What's it with me and ropes? I don't have a rope for deer hunting. I didn't have a rope for elk hunting. And
well,
I didn't
I'll tell you what. Our buddy, producer Mark here, can relate to what you're talking about because he will never be without a rope anymore in his vehicle or toilet paper.
That is true.
Yeah, Mark.
Remember when you got stuck on Traverse, too?
Yes.
And it took about 3 hours to get you out?
Yes, yes.
You will be happy I got new tires on my truck this year.
Yes.
Do you remember at when
Geiger's?
Geiger's. I got stuck like
or
five
Mille Lacs.
Times. Or Mille Lacs, yeah. My truck is just the worst in snow because I have those running boards.
Yeah.
And I have a hard fender, like a wheel guard. So I just plow every time I go in.
And
but I got new tires.
I wish. We're going to have to recirculate the video, but last time on Mille Lacs, remember Lukey, and he caught that, what was it, a 25, 26?
26-er?
26-inch walleye. I remember the look on his face, Drew, because we were completely getting our butts kicked. It was a storm. All the roads were, like, getting closed because of the drifts. We went out of the east side.
We were supposed to go to Devil's Lake, but we decided to stop.
We were on our way
because,
to Devil's Lake.
Tanner called and said, hey, it's too bad in conditions. It's blizzard conditions.
Now, listen, the listeners here don't know the background of Boomer and Mark. They both have children, younger children, and if they ever have an opportunity to go someplace for 2 days and the wife says, yes, you can go, they're going to do something because we were going to Devil's Lake last year about the same time. And with Tanner, it's going to be a big, big trip. And Devil's Lake is our premier sponsor, one of the great, great people we want to spend time with. And we are at Boomer's house, and the weather was crap. It was nasty. And we get
it
in the vehicle.
It was good where we were,
and,
but
no,
we heard it
I know.
Bad
and we're going to get gas someplace by Boomer's house. And Boomer calls Tanner in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. And Tanner says, boys, don't come out here because we can't get on the lakes right now. It's 6.5, 7 hours. The roads are terrible. So I'm thinking, all right, let's go back home. Let's go to work. And you guys says, we're going someplace. They kept Boomer and Mark just drove north, not having any idea what we're going to do. And they found some connections. We went someplace fishing because they were taking advantage.
And we did get one nice walleye.
Yes,
and let me say, not we.
Oh,
Mark
God.
And Eric got one nice good walleye.
Funny.
Yeah, that was a great story.
Hey, you were talking about Vexilar. Vexilar, of course, is an unbelievable electronics and all that. And the K-drill and all the stuff you have. Well, the first guest we have is Sally Bakura.
Right?
She's going to be on today, and she will laugh in your face talking about Vexilar or K-drill or something because she still to this day uses a hand auger when she ice fishes.
No thanks.
She's 53
more power
years.
To
you. I'm with her, pal.
You imagine being up on Devils and 4 feet of ice with a hand drill. Hey, speaking of Devil's Lake, they have a media event.
I want the dates, pal.
The four outdoorsmen are going to be up there on the 26th.
Of January?
Yeah.
Now, those are confirmed dates, right?
Those are confirmed dates.
And we got an invite?
Yes, we did get an
and
invite.
And Mandy's going to be there. The sailors say Mandy. No, that's not it.
Yeah. We got lots. I love those media events because people bring free stuff for us.
Oh, yeah. Those are
I
fun,
love
aren't
free
they?
Stuff. We got all sorts
so
of stuff.
So that is confirmed.
That
right?
is confirmed. All I will call Susie again on Monday.
By the 26th,
just a
of the
triple quadruple check. Yep.
I'm in.
And
I'm in.
It is the end of Zones 246 high power deer hunting season. I was up there with Soph again this weekend and Nicole. Soph and I saw a few more deer. No shots, but after we had put Nicole in her blind and we're walking to our blind at 7:30. Granted, I was up at 4:30 in the morning. I hear boom. And so I call Nicole. I go, what happened? She goes, oh, my God, it was the biggest deer ever. I mean, I can't even understand. As you know, she
Buck
has a
fever,
lot of energy. She goes, I couldn't even hold it. I go, did you hit it? She goes, I think so. I go, don't get out of the blind. So Soph and I hunt that morning. We get over there at about 11-ish. She comes running out of the blind. I'll walk you over and show you. And my dad always taught me this. Let's say, Strew or Mark, you guys shot a deer, and I'm the person that's supposed to go mark where the blood is. You always keep that person who shot it in the blind, because it looks a lot different once you get out of the blind or the stand and walk over.
Yeah, they can point to it. Yeah.
That's a good tip, Boomer.
Yeah.
That's actually good job, Vaughn.
Yeah, thanks for that one. Vaughn DeRosa, right? And so gets
my
me
dad
there.
Always taught this. Another tip from my dad, similar to your dad's. My dad always told me, if you do shoot a deer and no one's around, you have to read 17 pages of Penthouse before you go try to track that deer.
Mm. So is that what we call Reader's Digest?
That was
these
a good.
Days?
That was a good tip from my old man.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I went there and I saw some hair. Mm-hmm. And again, in all credit, the biggest buck I ever shot that you guys know about, there was no hair, no blood, but I knew I hit it. I mean, I saw it fly back, hit a tree, and then jump in the swamp. I couldn't get that out of her. She said 20 minutes into the hunt, she looked to her right, and she said there was the biggest buck of her life in the middle of the trail, just staring at her. Mm-hmm. And she said the rack was so big, and Mark, I remember you had one run-in where you really couldn't see it, but you could see the body.
Yep.
We know on that north end there is a generational bloodline of big bucks that hang out there. She brought up the scope. And she said she was shaking so bad, once she finally could kind of get it on the deer, she went to pull the trigger, but she hadn't pushed the safety all the way up. So then the buck went over through the pines to the next trail. She did shoot, but it was white hair. Typically, when you see just white hair, it's kind of like...
It's a belly shot.
It's a belly shot, yep. Right? No blood. Soph and I looked for 170 yards. Nothing. At night, we went back out and looked and couldn't find it. So that big buck still lives. So moral of the story is, muzzleloader is going to happen at Vaughn DeRosa. Now that we have that buck somewhat patterned, because when we did look...
Do you think that buck's going to hang out there after getting a shave?
Well, you know they're so drunk on love right now that if she stayed quiet, it won't really know where that shot came from. But we did find some big buck poop in that area. So he's been working that area. So I'm hoping he's going to be around, because muzzleloader.
Are you telling me the size of a deer's poop can tell you how big the deer is?
Absolutely. Oh, just like the size of a scrape or a rub. Absolutely.
I think you're full of bull tweety.
do you think his poo is as big as your poo?
No.
Okay, then.
Maybe not.
Human anatomy, deer anatomy, but
what else you want to talk about? No.
Hey, do we have any shout outs
tonight? Yeah, we have a bunch of shout outs. Oh, I just wanted to say I got a chance to go out Wednesday. Our friend Sam's land up near Mora. Beautiful land, beautiful area. Didn't see a thing for a day. Froze my butt off. And it was cold on Wednesday.
That was a rough day.
Have a nice golf course up there, by the way.
And I'll tell you, I've come to appreciate the fact that for me, hunting is more about being with your friends, camaraderie, meeting at lunch, talking about the hunt, because just going by yourself and, I know there's a lot of hardcore hunters out there that just live for it, but I like being around people, man.
I tell you what, honestly,
I really enjoy the lunch with everyone or the morning stories or the evening stories, depending on how the evening festivities go.
Right. I'd rather shoot, I relate it to golf or doing anything outside. I can't picture shooting a 78 on a golf course by myself. I would rather shoot 130 with people that I enjoy being with.
Same thing
as far as deer hunting. You just want to be with people you enjoy being with. Give us a couple of shout-outs. I've got some controversy for you. Go ahead.
A couple of shout-outs here, and it's a little weird because I couldn't find out how to time the post. You know how you can say post at 5 o'clock? So I ended up posting it at 2:30 in the afternoon, so we don't have quite as many as normal. But we have a couple here. Will Goebel says, got to watch a nice 8-point in the stand tonight. Didn't come close enough for a shot, though. Try again tomorrow. Ryan, who we're going to see this weekend, right?
Yeah. Weasel.
Weasel got a nice one last weekend on the same farm Boomer went pheasant hunting on. Boy, that's a beautiful deer if you want to check out that picture. And our friend Shannon Cruz got a beautiful deer as well. I followed that, great picture there. Thanks for sending that in. And we have a shout-out for our friend John Marshall, who had his 40th birthday yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I thought he was about 49 the way it was, man.
Oh, man. Hey,
Mr. Marshall, I'll tell you what, happy birthday. I think his son sent that
request,
right?
They're
great listeners, great friends of the show. Mr. Marshall, congratulations, pal. Keep going, pal. Give us another 50 years of your life, and hopefully we'll be on the air at the same time.
I've got a shout out to the Hegstrands, Becca, Jack, and John, who are listening. And John got his first buck this year, and he got a nice, looks like a basket seven-pointer. Way to go, John.
That's wonderful.
He's a normal Grizzly Adams now, that guy.
We got about a couple of minutes here before we go to the
controversy
break and talk about and talk to our next guest. First guest is going to be Sally Vecura, the wonderful lady who's got tons of stories, and I can't wait to.
It's true,
to
we
talk
got
to
two
Sally.
Minutes for a controversy.
Here we go. Well, you know that Remington's being sued, right?
I did not.
Remington is being sued. Remember, Remington, I think, went bankrupt for a while there, went through the, what do you call that?
Chapter 11.
13, 11, whatever it is. And they came back about 2012. I'm not sure exactly what happened. Everything's going pretty well. Now they are getting sued, and the courts have approved this lawsuit by the families of the children who got killed on in 2012. At the Sally Hook, is that what it was?
Sandy Hook
school. Yeah, elementary. And I don't know how many kids got killed. And the courts have now approved that lawsuit. So there's going to be a lot of pending charges going on here. And the main reason is not because of specifically the AK-47. Is that what the weapon? I don't know how many million are out here. What's going on over there, pal?
Sorry.
And but they're suggesting that Remington has marketed toward the type of people who would take this weapon and
ridiculous.
Do the wrong things. And it's going to cost Remington a lot of money and may turn them belly up again.
What a bad precedence to set.
Yeah.
I'm really struggling with this one.
It's obviously school shootings are terrible, but I'm a huge Second Amendment guy. It doesn't matter if a gun's for hunting or not. I believe that we have a right as a citizen to own those guns. And any time that you blame the tool instead of the person that does it, it's a dangerous precedent.
Yeah, and what's happening here in this situation, the kid did not own the gun. He took the gun from mom.
Yeah, he stole it.
So mom might be responsible for not locking it up properly or something like that. But I think we're all on the same page in that respect. But regardless, Remington's been in trouble for a long time. There are 16 million of these things, I think they said, in the United States right now. And it's going to cost Remington a lot of money. It might just knock him right down.
Well, I think they have a big problem with, I believe that their headquarters is in New York State. And with
Ithaca, isn't it?
I don't know. But
Ithaca! I'm pretty sure
that they're based out of New York, and they're already kind of getting pushed out by the state because they don't want a gun manufacturer there. So, yeah, they're in a world of hurt.
Aren't they one of the oldest gun or
Remington?
Ammo manufacturers?
Yeah, they've
the
been
world.
Around forever, made in the U.S. forever, and you know, how do you pick and choose that one? You know
now, why
I mean?
Don't they? Yeah, that's sad. It's unfortunate. I read today that the odds are probably like 5% that the people who are filing the lawsuit are going to win this thing, but it's not the point. The point is the publicity is there, the negativity is there, and it's going to cost Remington a lot of business.
People that want guns gone are not going to stop, right? So, I mean, it's going to keep going and keep going until they can push it away. So,
I think in the NFL we should outlaw helmets. See that guy hit the guy in the head with
a
helmet?
Yeah.
That guy should be out of football for life.
I think he's been suspended indefinitely.
Well, 1 year is not going to hurt it. I mean, he should be out of football for life. Go ahead, boom.
Hey, we're going to get to break. I'm with Mark. I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment and really struggling with how all that lawsuit's going to take place. But first week in a deer opener, firearms. Do you think the harvest was up or down?
I'm going to say average.
I'm going to say down.
You read the same article I did. Down 2%.
Okay,
all right.
Hey, Sally Vecura is going to be on. Sexy Grandma is going to be on next. And join us.
Grandma.
Sexy Grandma's coming in. So, join us, guys.
Checking in with the four outdoorsmen. Find them at mybobcountry.com under the weekend tab.
Devil's Lake, rated one of the top five fisheries in all of America. It's grown from 70,000 acres to 160,000 acres plus in the last 40 years or so, and that's nearly unlimited opportunities. Ice fishing is now, and Devil's Lake is well known for its jumbo perch, plenty of walleyes for you to keep, five per day, as a matter of fact, with 10 in possession, and listen closely, there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake, every angler's dream come true. Hey, trust Drew Man on this one. Check it out at devilslakend.com.
Hair Trigger Gun Shop is located in downtown Zimmerman, just minutes west of Highway 169. Deer season is here. Hair Trigger Gun Shop has everything you need for your fall and winter hunts. Rifles, shotguns, scopes, plenty of ammo for almost every gun, holsters, scent masks, and accessories. Professional scope mounting and other services like full sonic cleanings are also available at their on-site gunsmithing shop. Stop in at Hair Trigger Gun Shop and experience their great customer service in downtown Zimmerman. Call 763-856-2222 or visit hairtriggergunshop.com. sportsmanswarehouse.com.
Beat the holiday rush at Sportsman's Warehouse during the pre-Black Friday sale. For a limited time, take up to $100 off Traeger Wi-Fi or grills. Save $90 on the Smith & Wesson EZ Kit. And get a free Vortex Red Dot Sight with purchase of a Springfield XDM. Whether it's hunting, shooting, fishing, or camping, our expert staff will help you find the perfect gift to make their next outdoor experience unforgettable. Save now during the Sportsman's Warehouse pre-Black Friday sale. Sportsman's Warehouse. Gear up for unforgettable.
Right down the street from our studio in Ramsey, Minnesota, off of Highway 10, is the best marine and power sports dealer in the Twin Cities, Power Lodge. Boomer here, looking for a new Alumacraft with an Evinrude motor, Sea-Doo jet ski, or a Can-Am ATV for your next adventure? Power Lodge has you covered with three locations in Ramsey, Onamia, and in Brainerd. With full-service shops at three locations and award-winning customer service, Power Lodge is where I take my boat to get ready for the open water. Visit powerlodge.com to learn more.
Need an ice shelter for the whole crew this season? Take your pick from Clam Outdoors. The X-Series portable hub shelters are built for the angler that demands performance. Featuring heavy-duty poles and more insulation, the X-Series was born for extreme conditions. Or choose the economical C-Series for the casual angler and weekend warriors. Affordable and durable, the C-Series have the quality you need. C-Series or X-Series. Choose the hub shelter that's right for you at clamoutdoors.com.
Check newspaper today.
Since 1960, Vexilar Marine Electronics have been a leader in the ice fishing world and marine electronics industry. Boomer here, and man, that's 60 years, Mark. And when we go out ice fishing, we never forget it.
I never forget it. I finally got out my FLX-28. It's ready to go, charging it up. I can't wait. There's simply no better marine electronics for ice fishing.
I love how my FLX-28 from Vexilar can zoom in on the bottom 6 feet or the bottom 12 feet. So when those crappies are getting stubborn or their walleyes are getting lazy, you can pick them up easy. And the K-Drill connected to your cordless brushless drill is less than 9 pounds. To learn more about Vexilar and celebrate their 60 years of being an industry leader, go to Vexilar.com.
On Apple TV+. Plus.
Mitch Kessler, my co-host, was fired today.
She's throwing me under the bus.
Jennifer Aniston.
This is going to be a new era for the morning show.
Reese Witherspoon.
You are the reason broadcast news is what it is.
And Steve Carell.
The network is now locking me out.
We're a news program. Let's open people's eyes.
Things are going to be quite different from now on.
The Morning Show on Apple TV+. Open the Apple TV app to start watching now. Subscription required.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Those scratches and dings on your car aren't going to fix themselves.
Oh, man.
At Maaco, getting paint damage repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Maaco for a new paint job backed by our nationwide warranty. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Hearing, aw, you shouldn't have.
Without spending more than you should have.
Staples is celebrating Black Friday early with huge savings on laptops, printers, and more.
Like the Lenovo Flex 6 2-in-1 laptop with Intel Core i5 processor for just $499.99.
That's $300 off.
So why wait for Black Friday?
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/7/19 while supplies last.
Those scratches and dings on your car aren't going to fix themselves.
Oh, man.
At Maaco, getting paint damage repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Maaco for a new paint job backed by our nationwide warranty. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Total Country Bob
FM. All right, here we go. We got Brandon behind the glass. Thanks, Brandon, for giving us the thumbs up.
You're welcome.
Here, Boomer and Mark Luke, the four outdoorsmen. Thanks, everybody. Hey, Sally, I tell you what. But hey, Brandon, you got a hold of me right now? All right, Brandon's
an
engineer.
Up?
Sally warned me that she's kind of a
foul mouth.
Yeah, well, be careful, pal.
Sally.
So get that 6 second button ready because she says the SH word once in a while. But Sally Vicura, thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. And I'm going to try really, really hard to not have blood come out the corner of my mouth because I'm trying so hard to be proper.
You'll be proper. I tell you what, hang on, Sally. We got my buddy Mark's got something to say for a couple of seconds. We have to do what do you want to call it?
Memorandum, I guess.
There you go, memorandum.
So it's a sad day for the sports community in the Twin Cities. Last week, Nick Sineko of Sineko Productions passed away. I believe he was 55 years old.
Right, yeah.
He's a great guy who's in charge of the sports shows. I got to know him really well over the last few years. Everyone knew him. He was such a great, great man. He did a lot of things for a lot of people. And it was sad. It was sad to be there. I went to the funeral Friday, and he meant a lot to a lot of people. So I just wanted to give him a shout out in heaven, I guess.
Every day's a gift. I say it all the time, and I mean it sincerely. He's been on the show a couple of times. We've met him at the Minneapolis Boat Show, the Northwest Sports Show, and all that. His whole family's been involved in that for many, many years. Great guy, and prayers to his family. And Nick, we're going to miss you, and the entire industry is going to miss you.
Shout out to the Sineko family. I got to know those guys way back from the Here's My Gear days, and Nick was a great guy and helped even get me started. I'll never forget.
Yeah.
He let Here's My Gear for free get an ad in their print that they send out on the sports shows just to help me get going. So shout out to the Sineko family. Thoughts and prayers are with you guys.
Hey, let's forget all about Sally. Just talk about Nick's. No. Sally, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen. Sally, where are you from?
I'm from Red Wing.
Oh, Red Wing. I thought you were Iowa. I apologize. When I did the promo, I said Iowa, but, well, that's okay.
Close enough. Close. Only a couple hours north.
I guess you can put me wherever.
Yeah. Sally McCurry is a lady who lives and breathes hunting. She's a grandma, a couple of kids, and fishing, whatnot. And, Sally, now you might... I thought I saw...
Sally, like on the cover of a PETA magazine with a squirrel.
Yeah, she's pretty good at that kind of stuff. Yeah, PETA's not happy with Sally. Sally, since Boomer brought it up, the reason I contacted you, and thanks again for being on the Four Outdoorsmen, is because you had something interesting that happened when you were bow hunting a couple of weeks back. Tell us exactly what happened. Then we're going to talk more about your background, all kinds of things about you, but tell us that story if you would.
Sure. Well, if you've ever seen the cartoon Rocky and Bullwinkle,
absolutely.
Rocky is the flying squirrel. Well, he kind of took himself out on the broadhead of my arrow. I was bull hunting for deer, and it was the last 5 minutes of sitting time before I was going to climb down the tree I was in. And I always get in what I call the ready position right at the last 10 minutes or so, because I know about the time you're thinking, five more minutes and I climb down the tree. That's for sure when something will walk by.
Yeah. It's experience.
So I had my left hand on my bow, and I was holding it upright. I had just the tip of it resting on my thigh because I'm sitting in my tree stand. Had my right hand with the release on my nocked arrow, so I'm ready. So if something shows up, I just got to lift up my bow and pull back and draw. So I'm sitting there, so my arrow is straight out in front of me, chest high, straight out in front of me, and all of a sudden I see something come flying at me, which I think is a bird because I have had birds land on my arrows before. And so I think it's a bird. Well, all of a sudden, it stops at the end of the arrow, and I look at it, which now you realize it's like, 18 inches in front of my face, or what I mean, it's right in front of me. And I look, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's a squirrel. So my first reaction was to kind of quick just, flick it off, like flick my arrow and my bow, which my release, everything's on. And I hear this thunk, and I look down, on the ground below me, and I'm like, oh my God, and I'm like, that's not a flying squirrel, or not a red squirrel, that's a flying squirrel. So, it was like it happened so fast, but its tiny little belly must have just grazed the tip of the broadhead, and it a little 1-inch cut, but it killed it.
I'll tell you what, Sally. Go ahead, Mark.
I was going to say, that's a genius way to make a squirrel kebab.
Isn't that amazing? And all I can think of is, no one is going to believe me. I'm like, you can't make this stuff up. So I'm sitting there with my smartphone, and again, there's like 4 minutes left of climb down the tree. So I take a picture, this thing laying there. I get home, my husband, who was hunting a different property, he we get home and I'm like, you're never going to believe this. A flying squirrel, like, committed suicide on my broadcast.
A kamikaze squirrel.
He's like, what? He goes, we got to go back there and take a picture. And I'm thinking, well, a coyote probably came and ate it. And he's like, no, let's go back. So we went back and took pictures. And then a friend of ours is a conservation officer here, so we called him, and he's like, I've never heard of that before. He goes, you got to get a hold of the Outdoor News. He's like, that most people haven't even seen a flying squirrel, let alone have one, you know, fly into him and kill itself on your arrow.
You know, I'll tell you what, Tim Spielman and Rob Dreesland of the Outdoor News are great, great friends of ours, and I'm glad they published this story because otherwise I would not have contacted you. But
sure.
if you talked about this is unbelievable. If you didn't see it yourself, you would never believe it happened. It's like if someone saw that in the movie, they would have said, oh, BS, it's never going to happen. Hey, but I'll tell you what, did you break the law? You did not have a small game license. Right?
I didn't break any laws. I was just sitting there.
Suicide doesn't count.
I tell you, suicide comic. Hey, Sally, did you where's the squirrel now? You got to mount this thing and put it on your over your fireplace or something.
Well, here's the other funny thing. My husband puts a call through to our taxidermist, and he says, hey, can you mount this? And he's like, no way, I wouldn't touch that. Their skin is so thin and blah, blah. And he says, I don't even know anybody that would do that. So apparently that's not common because we would have mounted it to have a little memento other than pictures of
that's,
this. But apparently nobody mounts those.
Yeah, that's a funny story because no one ever has had that happened to them. Go ahead, Boomer.
Sally, so you said you don't have, this is Boomer, you haven't had a lot of encounters with flying squirrels, right? You've had, have you had red squirrels?
Actually, I had one other encounter.
Well, let's hear that one.
We had one in our fireplace one time, and I was so stupid, I said the wrong thing to my husband, and I said, hey, this thing's, you know, it's like sitting there on the screen inside the fireplace, his little claws or whatever hanging there. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, it's a flying squirrel. And so I said, well, let's turn all the lights off, you know, and I'll hold a flashlight so you can get it with a paper bag or something. And he's like, why would we turn the lights off and give the squirrel the advantage? I'm like, oh yeah, they're nocturnal.
There you go, yeah. Hey, we're talking with Sally Vakura from Red Wing, Minnesota, and she just had an encounter with a great story about the flying squirrel. But I tell you what, Sally, I know this. Now, you're married. You're remarried, right?
Yes.
Okay. You hunt. You fish. You dress your own deer. You clean your own fish. You're not afraid to take a crap in a 5-gallon bucket. I mean,
right. I do it all.
But how... Is your first husband, was he sick? I mean, how could he leave you? How could he dump you, man? You're the perfect outdoor person.
Well, you know, things just sometimes you're with the right person and sometimes you're not, and it just took me a little while to find the right one. That's all.
He obviously liked flying squirrels.
Yeah,
he obviously had a thing for flying squirrels.
Hey, we're talking with Sally Vakura. She was, I'll tell you what, I want to hear about this. You were the Hefford Queen in the Hefford Queen Royalty or something when you were in high school. I don't know. Hefford Queen Royal. How do you say, is that, you say Hefford?
Aren't you
is
an English major from
actually,
Hamlin?
Actually, let me educate you.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
How do you say that?
It's called a Pulled Hereford, which is a beef breed. And Pulled Herefords are the ones that have the red fur and the white face. And they're called pulled because it means hornless. People used to think of the old, you know, white face, red one with the big horns.
Yeah.
Well, these are pulled. They have no horns.
Sir, usually women don't like it when you call them a heifer queen.
Well, that's, I called her a queen. Hey, let's talk about your background, Sally, because this is you're wonderful. You're a fun lady. You used to hunt deer for years and years and years with a rifle. All of a sudden, 7 years ago, you went to a bull. What was that story? Why?
I first started hunting with just a 20-gauge single shot, and I was fortunate. Every year I shot one deer, and every year I used one slug. So I was really fortunate. I wouldn't shoot a deer unless I knew I could drop it. I didn't have 5 rounds that I could just pump and keep shooting and do the Hail Mary stuff. So that's how I originally started hunting. Well, when I met my current husband, he bow hunted, and so he bought me a bow at Cabela's when we were first dating, just like 3 months, and I went bow hunting, and other than the distance difference of what you could shoot, I was used to that idea of only shooting if I had a good shot. You know, I didn't take, you know, I that's just how I hunted, and so I just adapted to it real easy, and I just love it.
Well, I tell you what, that's a wonderful story. I told you, I think off the air, that I went bow hunting one time with a 35-pound or 38-pound recurve with three arrows, and I shot a running deer my first time, and I thought, this is a piece of cake. And then I shot about three or four different times at bucks standing about 20 yards broadside. I missed them all. I thought, well, this is I need a bullet, pal. I need a bullet. Yeah.
Sally.
Yeah, it's rewarding because, yeah, when you get one with a bow, it's just a different feeling. I don't quite know how to explain it, but it's a different sense of accomplishment. Yeah.
Go ahead, Boomer.
Well, I tell you what, Sally, we got about 2 minutes with you before we get to break here, but I'm sure you've got another funny story for us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
How about the rattlesnake story?
Okay. Went out to South Dakota shooting prairie dogs, and I kind of don't like to use the term hunt prairie dogs because then I get people asking me, do you eat them? And I'm like, no, we don't eat them. But anyway, we had these electronic earmuffs on, and I can hear this rattlesnake. We get out of the truck, and at the front driver's side tire of the truck is a coiled-up rattlesnake. And so I had a .45 pistol that had shot shell in it, and I just kind of aimed for the center of the coil and shot at it. And, you know, I pick up the snake afterwards, which my husband fails to tell me. Those darn things move and wiggle for about a half hour after they're dead. But yeah. Anyway, I'm holding it by the head, and I'm all excited. I want to keep the rattle and keep the tail. And here, the coolest part of the snake got shot off, and we never could find the rattle.
Oh, my God. Hey, Sally, I know that you're an avid ice fisher person. Tell us where you like. Do you fish the river almost all the time?
We fish the river a lot, yes. We ice fish all over. We open water fish. You mentioned Big Stone Lake. I love going out there for the perch. I caught a really nice mounter sunfish out there a few years ago. Looking to do a family ice fishing trip this January, actually, out at Big Stone. I love the ice fishing, and it's actually my daughter that has the hand auger, and so I bring her with if I want her when it's, you know, not too thick of ice. She drills mom a hole, which is awesome, but we have an electric auger, so I can't take credit for the hand auger.
Speaking of the perch you were talking about at Big Stone, Devil's Lake is one of our great sponsors, and we go out there and catch jumbo perch in the winter almost every year. The picture you sent me of this perch, that's a monster. Where in God's name did you catch that? And how big was that perch?
That perch was probably about a 14-inch perch, but that was caught this last winter down by Maiden Rock on the Wisconsin side of the Mississippi River, just kind of just a little bit up from Lake Pepin by Lake City, if you're familiar with the Mississippi River down this direction.
Sure.
That was caught over by Maiden Rock.
I'll tell you, I'll ask you one more question. We'll let you go, and I'll tell you what, Sally, we are going to have you on again because you have a ton of stories. You speak well. You're fun to be with. But I have to ask you one more question because you sent this to me in your bio. I've got to ask you, how many teeth do you have?
I actually have all of them with the exception of the wisdom teeth. They've been long gone.
Thanks, Sally Vicura. Thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen. I'll tell you what, keep hunting, keep fishing. We're going to share stories. We're going to share photos. We'll have you on again. Thanks for being part of the Four Outdoorsmen. Boy, you're a wonderful lady. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you for having
me. You bet. Have fun. Bye-bye.
Hey, stay tuned. Up next is going to be Kristen Merwin of the Merwin family. Kristen has been teaching Scott to fish for years, and she's going to be talking about the Woman Anglers of Minnesota virtual ice fishing tournament.
Devil's Lake, rated one of the top five fisheries in all of America. It's grown from 70,000 acres to 160,000 acres plus in the last 40 years or so, and that's nearly unlimited opportunities. Ice fishing is now, and Devil's Lake is well known for its jumbo perch, plenty of walleyes for you to keep, five per day as a matter of fact, with 10 in possession, and listen closely, there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake, every angler's dream come true. Hey, trust two men on this one. Check it out at devilslakend.com.
Beat the holiday rush at Sportsman's Warehouse during the pre-Black Friday sale. For a limited time, take up to $100 off Traeger Wi-Fi or grills. Save $90 on the Smith & Wesson EZ kit. And get a free Vortex Red Dot Sight with purchase of a Springfield XDM. Whether it's hunting, shooting, fishing, or camping, our expert staff will help you find the perfect gift to make their next outdoor experience unforgettable. Save now during the Sportsman's Warehouse pre-Black Friday sale. Sportsman's Warehouse. Gear up for unforgettable.
Right down the street from our studio in Ramsey, Minnesota, off of Highway 10, is the best marine and power sports dealer in the Twin Cities, Power Lodge. Boomer here. Looking for a new Alumacraft with an Evinrude motor, Sea-Doo jet ski, or a Can-Am ATV for your next adventure? Power Lodge has you covered with three locations in Ramsey, Onamia, and in Brainerd. With full-service shops at three locations and award-winning customer service, Power Lodge is where I take my boat to get ready for the open water. Visit powerlodge.com to learn more.
Need an ice shelter for the whole crew this season? Take your pick from Clam Outdoors. The X-Series portable hub shelters are built for the angler that demands performance. Featuring heavy-duty poles and more insulation, the X-Series was born for extreme conditions. Or choose the economical C-Series for the casual angler and weekend warriors. Affordable and durable, the C-Series have the quality you need. C-Series or X-Series. Choose the hub shelter that's right for you at clamoutdoors.com.
Find the organization you can feel good about supporting. Reach for Resources supports individuals with disabilities and mental illness to reach their full potential. That means Joe can get help finding a competitive job. Beth can socialize at bowling league. Shayna can enhance her parenting skills. Ron can learn how to access needed resources. And Annie can feel included at camp with her young friends, just to name a few. While these names have been changed, our desire to empower others hasn't. Check out how you can help at reachforresources.org.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000.
Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief took care of Eric's problem.
And now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Call 800-763-5067. 800-763-5067.
Optima Tax Relief.
Hi, this is Donnie Vincent. Listen to Bob anytime, anywhere at mybobcountry.com. Driven by John Hirsch's Cambridge Motors Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Diamond Rio Holiday and Hits. Saturday, December 21st, live in the Island Event Center at Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Diamond Rio's greatest hits, plus your holiday and Christmas favorites. Did you know I'd start walking your way? Tickets are on sale now at TICasino.com. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Don't miss Diamond Rio, Holiday and Hits. Total Country Bob
FM. Hey, the Four Outdoorsmen are back. I'm Bob, Total Country. Thanks for listening, you guys. I tell you what, off the air, the boys never talking about ice fishing already. And I've got one ice fishing
planning
rod.
Trips.
Oh, it's exciting, isn't it? You Wait. Guys, there must be a golf course that's on an ice lake or something. Is there someplace I can
ice
play golf?
Ice golf.
Ice golf?
Is there ice golf?
I'm in. I'm yeah. in. Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm guessing that Kristen is here right now, so let Boomer bring her in. Come on.
Hey,
Boomer.
Kristen.
Hello.
She's there.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you getting tired? I know that you work so hard to get Scott ready for ice fishing, making sure he's got the right line on, getting his jig straightened out and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I've been getting Scott in shape here and making sure that he's ready for ice season. He's got about 14 rods and reels that I need him to line for me and get ready. So I'll get him.
We're
okay,
talking with Kristen Merwin of Kiowa. Kristen Merwin is
she's the president.
She's the president of the Minnesota Women's
Anglers
Angler
of Minnesota.
Association. And she's also a big shot. She's vice president of global human resources, partner and talent acquisitions for Serva. That's a big, big name. So we have a talented.
She's kind of a big shot.
We have a big shot on the show. Hey, you just came back from. Hardwater Expo, right? Hardwater. How did it go this weekend?
It was awesome. It was really busy. I'll tell you, I think this cold weather has really gotten people fired up and excited. Saturday, you couldn't even move in there in the morning. It was so busy. I think it took probably over an hour for people to all get in the building. So it was a really energizing weekend.
You know, I tell you what, I stopped out there Saturday morning. Mark was out there a Friday evening with his kids on the fish pond, those kind of things. And I got out there about 10 to 10 before the show opened. We're talking about the Hardwater Expo at Blaine Sports Center. and there had to be 100 people waiting to get inside. I thought, you got to be kidding me. You think that Neil Diamond was back in town or something? So I waited my turn and got in there and spent about an hour with you guys. It was jammed by 10:20. It was an amazing response. Hopefully people made some money and sold some stuff.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people got all of their gear and they're gearing up for a great, I think we're going to have some really great ice here very shortly.
So Kristen, talk to our listeners a little bit, share with them a little bit about Women Anglers of Minnesota.
So Women Anglers of Minnesota is an organization whose mission is to bring women and children into the sport of angling. And we were founded in 1977. So in 2020, we'll be beginning our 43rd year of doing that.
All right, Kristen, you've been involved with this for a couple of years, obviously, but 47 years ago, someone started this and you were not involved. Who started this?
It was a group. There was about five or six women they were fishing a tournament, actually, on Lake Minnetonka. And they kind of looked at each other and said, there's got to be other women like us who love to fish. And we should start a group so we can all go fishing together. And a couple weeks later, they met in a gal's living room in Minneapolis, and WAM was born.
Tell us more about the Women Anglers of Minnesota.
I'm sorry, what was that, Stuart?
Well, tell us some more about your organization.
So what we do is we're a membership organization, so women join our club, and it costs $25 a year, and it gives them access to, we take great trips. We're going to go to Lake of the Woods this winter. We're going to go out to Milwaukee and do trophy brown trout. It gives them access to education, so we have quarterly membership meetings where we bring in speakers to educate us on, new techniques and so we can advance our skills. It also provides access to women-only fishing tournaments. We have an open water tournament as well as an ice fishing tournament. That's just a few of the things it does. And then, secondly, we're also a nonprofit, and so all 98% of what we bring in is focused on bringing women and children into the sport, women through education and opportunity, and kids through donation of rods and reels.
Wow. And Kristen, you guys have had some pretty significant growth over the last couple of years. Share with our listeners where you're at now and kind of where you guys started.
So, I think our membership always kind of hovered around that 100 to 150 mark. We did, in 2010, I think we peaked maybe close to 300. It was probably 2017, we really started focusing on bringing ice fishing into the mix. We were very focused on open water. And as soon as we, kind of delved into that market and we really got active on social media, we were probably at a membership about 120 at the end of 2016. And currently we sit today at 750 heading into the ice show. So we'll be over 800 by the time the ice show is over.
Oh, my goodness.
Good
and
for you.
You guys are not only leaders in what you do, but also have brought some pretty cool innovation to the space of, I would say, tournament fishing. And I remember a year or two ago talking about this virtual ice fishing tournament or virtual maybe open water as well. You are doing that again. Can you explain what that is, how that came to the front of mind, and some more details about it?
Yes, it's a really big innovation for us. With our mission being getting women out fishing, we just want them to get out and participate in we can best, encourage women to do that. So we came up, we already have an ice fishing tournament, but we also understand that women are moms and they have careers and they have commitments that make just one day of fishing very challenging. So we created a virtual online fishing tournament. It's all done through the Fish Donkey app. So you can go to your app store, download the application, and it's free to enter, and we have amazing sponsors that have stepped up and provided us amazing prizes. And like I said, it's free to join. And you can go fishing anytime between January 1st of 2020 all the way through February 28th of 2020. And you can fish any frozen water. You have to catch the fish through the ice in the United States. On any public lake, you can't obviously fish a private lake, but any public lake, and you take a picture of your fish on the ruler, a picture of yourself holding the fish, and then this is catch and release because we do promote conservation.
There you go.
And catch and release. So they have to video their release of the fish, and everything is done right in the app, and everything's uploaded. You're not allowed to upload it from your photo library, so everything is legit. And it's your largest. We added a category this year. It's the largest 10 lengthwise of 10 crappies or the largest length of 10 walleyes. So we have two separate categories, and the top 15 will win the prizes.
Fun.
Kristen, producer Mark here. So that's the Fish Donkey app, correct? Do you still use Fish Donkey?
Yeah,
I met those people. They helped us out with Wild on the Water this year on Mille Lacs, and that's a great app and really good people. So if they download that app, can they find you to enter this tournament?
Yep, that's exactly what they do. You do need to like our Facebook page because that's where we announce our weekly winners. And then they download the app. They enter the tournament for free. All the rules, everything they need to know is out there, and it's also on our website at womenanglersmn.com.
So, Kristen, I know you have the big virtual ice fishing tournament coming up. Are there going to be any other events that you guys want to talk about on air that Woman Anglers of Minnesota have coming down the pipeline?
Absolutely. We'll be hosting, we don't have the date set yet, but we'll have it posted on our website for our members. We'll be doing Ice Fishing 101, where we teach all the basics, the safety, electronics, presentations, techniques, etc. That will happen probably sometime in mid-January. And then our next opportunity will be going to Milwaukee to fish trophy brown trout.
Fun.
And yeah, that's an amazing trip that I would.
Are you involving Hottie on that?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is that with Hottie at all out there?
We go out with Wolfpack Adventures.
Oh, Kelmerton, nice.
Yes, yep, Pat's group. And then following that, we'll be heading to Lake of the Woods a couple of weeks later. So we're going to be going out of Wheeler's at Lake of the Woods. And then the next event after that will be our fishing tournament, our ice fishing tournament. And that is going to be on Lake Darling in Alexandria out of Arrowwood.
That's so cool. We're speaking with Kristen Merwin, who is in charge, I guess, of Women Anglers of Minnesota. And that's the title, Women Anglers of Minnesota. Does somebody have to reside in Minnesota to be part of this organization?
Not at all. We have people from all over the nation, Texas, California, Tennessee, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, Iowa, you name it. You know, absolutely not. Just, you know, where we were founded.
Hey, Kristen, producer Mark here. We have you for a couple of minutes, so I kind of want to end the show with a tip. Because you know what's going on, and I don't. So I have about 6 fishing rods for me and the boys, and I decided to strip them all and start over with line, getting everything ready. Can you give some recommendations? I'm probably going to set up 2 poles for just straight panfish, some of the lighter action rods, and then I'll probably have 2 for walleyes and stuff like that. So what do you recommend for setting up maybe for a kid for panfish on your ice fishing rods?
Well, you know, I'm going to assume that you're probably in panfish, that you're going to be fishing late, you know, once the ice is thicker.
Yep.
And it's probably mid-season, so you're probably going to find a lot of those fish in the basins.
Have you seen how big Mark is? Yes, the ice has to be thicker, I promise you that.
Always wait for thick ice.
Got to be thicker.
Yeah, so I personally would use mono. That's what I set up. I love the frost line by Clam. And I usually go, I do set up 1 rod with 2-pound, but I just 3-pound because I seem to run into some toothy critters as well. And I have a little bit more success bringing them in. And I think the line is such high quality.
Right.
And the diameter is so small that I don't think it makes a difference. So I use 3-pound for my panfish.
Yep. How about for the big Wallys?
6 pound, and again, I'm a mono fan.
Yep.
I stick with mono. I haven't caught the bug of fluorocarbon, but I will tell you another awesome tip.
Yep.
That, you know, do you have the problem where, you know, you just fooled your rods and you get out there and you open your bale and it comes pouring out?
Yes.
He does.
So, it's very frustrating. You'll get knots. Once you spool it, pop your spool off and go put it in hot water and let it sit there.
No.
Because it will release the memory, and it will, when it cools down, it's going to, you know, the memory now is going to be the size of your reel versus that big spool, and it's not going to come pouring out when you
just
open
the
your
spool,
bell.
Right? Not so. Your whole reel? Just kidding.
What was that?
So you just pop the spool off and just set the spool in, and obviously yes. Let it dry out good so it doesn't rust.
Yep. Absolutely.
Awesome. That's a great idea.
What a wonderful idea. That's a nice tip. I might even try that with my one rod, and my line's been on my rod for about 7 years. Go ahead, Mark.
I was going to say, Stru, I bet the line probably needs to be changed.
Oh, no.
Stru probably still has line from like the 1950s.
I know you haven't changed your jig in 3 years.
I've got line on my reel that's got different colors every foot because that was the depth finder when I was growing up. Every foot. Anyway, Christian from... Women Anglers of Minnesota, how do people reach you if they have a question specifically for you? And again, please clarify how they contact your organization and be part of the organization.
Well, if they have a specific question for me, they can email me at president@womenanglersmn.com. If they would like to learn more information about our organization, they can go to our Facebook page, just searching Women Anglers of Minnesota, and our website is womenanglersmn.com.
I'll tell you what, the Ice Queen Virtual Fishing Tournament is something I think it is so, so neat, and we would love to be part of it somehow. If you guys want to have a fundraiser or something, and you want, like, Lukey and Boomer and Struman here to do, like, you know, a Chippendales calendar for you guys, we'd be glad to do that for you to raise a few bucks. How does that sound?
I'm confident we would raise a few bucks for sure.
Take care of yourself. Say hi to Scotty, of course, and we'll see you somewhere down the road. Be careful, please, this winter. And thanks for being part of Women Anglers of Minnesota.
Thanks, guys. Have
Take
a
care.
Great,
Get home safely, okay?
Happy early ice.
You bet. Boy, she's a All sharp right. lady. Sharp
she's
lady.
Great. Yeah, she knows
and
her
makes
stuff.
Makes the best cinnamon buns
oh,
ever.
Oh, I've never had one. I've heard all about them.
Caramel rolls.
Caramel rolls, that's it.
Caramel rolls.
Hey, we're done, pal. I'll tell you what, that was Kristen Merwin. Thanks for being on the 4 Outdoorsman. Sally Vicura. Sally, contact Kristen Merwin and become part of the Women Anglers of Minnesota.
Boomer's hey, and, well, I got a shout-out to Neil, Pork Chop, and Weasel.
Yeah.
We'll be seeing you guys pheasant hunting down in Austin, Minnesota next weekend, boys. And before that, get outdoors.